Pulled Apart at the Seams. Written by Black Cat and Iron Hoshi. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Boba Fett, Cal Kestis. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence. Hand jobs, avoiding actual feelings, failboats in love, Cal Kestis is oblivious at times, intense kissing, aggressive making out, Boba Fett is a little shit, POV Boba Fett, and Boba Fett is an idiot. Produced for Marianas for ITBE 2023.
I can stand that you might be in someone's bed with some that you just met all over you. You can't breathe when your eyes are fixed on me. No, you think that I don't see it, but I do. Your body keeps me awake, but I say nothing, you say nothing. I give it all for a taste, but we say nothing. I want you and I know you want me to, so no more games come through and I'll make your dreams come true. All night long, cause I'll keep it so turned down, so no more games come through. Don't make me dream of you.
The bounty puck is beeping non-stop like a demanding Rettler chick, but Boba hardly notices. He dropped it on the floor a few minutes ago, and it can stay there forever. It can break for all he cares. The noise should die out eventually. Maybe. He is focused on something far more interesting. His prey. He sinks his teeth into exposed flesh and delights when Cal lets out a completely new sound. The little squirm the other gives is also exciting. He wants to mark the jetty, show the galaxy that he's done something no one else has ever been able to. He has claimed Cal Kestis. Force, Cal groans out, breathless, falling apart already. Hands come up and shove at Boba's chest, and the bounty hunter gives the jetty a fraction of an inch. Well, that's no fun. They had been so close to finally making out more. This is all Boba has been thinking about for hours. What? He asks, before making a show of catching his lower lip between his teeth. Cal's eyes darken. How did you even find this place? Boba freezes, his head cocked to the side while he tries to figure out why that is the question Cal goes for. There are so many other things he thought the other could have asked. But once again, he's left surprised by Cal's actions. The man is unpredictable and dangerous. He flexes a hand against Cal's hip while he just stares, contemplating. The jetty meets his gaze from beneath pale lashes. He wants so badly to continue what he started. He knows Cal, though. Knows that Cal won't be happy until he answers the question. It was one of the things he liked about the other right up until this moment. It isn't like you're keeping a low profile, he finally settles on saying. It is, perhaps, a low blow, but one well-deserved. No other Jatiza is running around like a young rancor announcing themselves like Cal. Kark, he's pretty sure most of them have changed their name and are actually hiding. None of them are crazy enough to take the Empire straight on like Cal. Which, if he's being honest, might be why he's standing here with Cal and not some other Jetty.
I'm Cal, and this is BD-1, Boba mimics, pitching his voice to sound more like the Jetty in front of him.
He even gives the trademark smirk that he's eyed one too many times.
Cal narrows his eyes, causing his nose to wrinkle ever so slightly. Scars pull, and Boba's fingers itch with the urge to smooth them down.
You introduce yourself to everyone. Every other bounty hunter in the galaxy is spectacularly awful at their jobs, since they never seem to be able to find you. You practically set up a neon sign over this place.
No. They find me. I just take care of them. Cal argues, oblivious to the fact that Boba wants to devour him.
Oh, are you gonna take care of me?
Boba shoves as much heated suggestion as he can manage into his tone. Cal flushes instantly. It's such a pretty sight, and makes the dusting of freckles on those pale cheeks stand out like beacons. Star maps. The freckles are like star maps that he needs to study.
That isn't what I meant.
There's annoyance tangled up in those words, right around the sound of almost laughter. Boba grins, leaning closer. They're finally getting back on track, even if Cal Kestis, the greatest threat to bounty hunters, is such a decoot. Boba enjoys tormenting him more than he probably should.
Boba,
Cal warns without much actual heat behind the word. He sees the way the Jati's gaze shifts to his smile, and he grins harder.
Yeah?
Boba shifts to rest a forearm against the wall, right next to Cal's head. Their height difference doesn't matter as much when Boba has the Jati caged in like this. The hand he has on Cal's hip presses in, and he watches the way those pale lashes flutter closed for a second. All his years of bounty hunting are screaming at him to use this moment of weakness to beg his bounty. But he can't. No, he wants something else entirely. Watching Cal take down an actually decent hunter earlier made something in Boba boil. He wants the Jati to help him break a cot. He wants Cal to scream his name while falling utterly apart.
You're kind of overwhelming right now, Cal finally admits.
You're making it hard to think. Boba lets out a pleased growl before shifting to capture Cal's mouth with his own. He feels the way the Jati freezes and then relaxes, surrenders into the kiss. He grins into the kiss before sinking his teeth down into Cal's bottom lip. The gasp he gets is all the motivation he needs to deepen the kiss. He presses against the Jati, seeking heat, and feels fingers tangle up in his hair. Nails bite into his scalp, and for a mere second, his brain misfires like a faulty ion grenade. He can't help the purr of pleasure that rolls out of him. Finally, he has what he wants. He'd first really started paying attention to Vader's weird fixation after hearing stories. Bounty hunters with actual skill were being knocked clear off the board by a rogue Jedi. Boba had thought it was nonsense until he actually watched Cal fight two bounty hunters at once. That was the moment Boba knew he wanted Cal. The brutality of the majestic movements had made Boba realize he needed the Jati to fight by his side. Even now, he can still picture the way Orange slashed through the air while armor fell, and it still does things to him, still makes him want with a hunger he didn't know he could have. He needs the Jati in his bed. 2 months. He had plotted and kept 2 steps behind on purpose for 2 months. Boba prides himself on being a patient man, and the galaxy has clearly rewarded him. The Jati is finally at his mercy. He shifts his hand up, dragging Cal's tank top with it, and then the beeping of the bounty puck gets louder. Boba jerks awake, thanks to his chin shifting out of the palm of his hand, causing him to get that awful falling sensation where he has a moment of panic about the engines cutting out. He wrenches his head back up before thinking. The discomfort in his neck is instant.
What the kark?
He shifts uncomfortably in his seat, finding his flight suit no longer comfortable, and pauses. Cal is still in the co-pilot seat, but the Jetty is making a huge show of not looking towards him. Boba raises an eyebrow. Cal's cheeks are flushed and the tips of his ears an interesting shade of red. He can't help wondering, if he presses a finger against that flesh, will it burn him? Leave a brand? Cal, he manages to say in a level tone as if he didn't just wake up from a wet dream about the other. Why is the comm going off? Someone's calling? Cal bites out. The words are strained. Boba frowns. What crawled up Cal's rear and died? He leans over, invading Cal's space without a second thought, and hits the decline button. A sort of aborted groan, damn near a moan, escapes Cal. Boba freezes. Jatiza are empaths. Cal has that whole touch a thing and see an echo thing going on. Oh, Kark. Double Kark. Triple Kark. Boba covers his lower face with a hand. Had Cal felt, sensed his desire? How much could the other see thanks to the Force nonsense? We've got a problem, he breathes out after forcing himself to calm down. Cal seeing his dream isn't the worst thing to happen. He reminds himself one more time. It isn't like he has anything to be embarrassed by. He knows he's a good lay. Do we? Cal actually sounds curious. Bastard. Yeah, and it's your fault. The fantasies about fripping Kestis are getting out of control. This is the 10th job they've worked on together, and they haven't even kissed. Boba swears into the palm of his hand before glancing at the source of his frustration. He'd thought he was being obvious when he invited Cal on the first hunt. Gave the Decoot a blade to keep and everything. At this point, he was going to have to just tell Cal what he wants, he thinks darkly. He hates this. Talking to Vader is easier than talking about the fact that he wants to do things with Cal. Kark it. Boba moves fast enough that he doesn't give his Jetty a chance to react. His hands snag the arms of the co-pilot seat just as Cal's eyes go wide. He ends up sitting on Cal's lap, straddling him, really, thanks to the seat. The arms of the chair are digging into his knees, and it's only mildly annoying. The heat he can feel through the material of his flight suit makes it quite clear this is not a dream. His training has really paid off if he can catch a karking Jetty by surprise. Clear enough for you? He leans forward and presses his forehead against Cal's, never breaking his gaze. Warmth courses through him. This feels right. All he needs to do is take. Cal croaks out. I mean, great. Not clear. The sensation of finally getting what he wants shatters like plastoid against rock. He leans back just enough to study his Jetty. Cal has a somewhat dazed look on his face, and Boba can't recall ever seeing that before. It makes up for the fact that Cal isn't getting the message, he decides. They are finally getting somewhere. We're either gonna frip here or back in my bunk. Got it? Boba can't quite help the smile that appears on his face. It's sharp, full of teeth and promises. Talking about what he wants actually isn't that bad. The fact that Cal is staring at him with his mouth hanging open isn't quite as good. He's pretty sure he's been clear and said the words in basic. He spelled out exactly what he wants, something that no one else has ever been blessed with. Maren's remark about Cal being as oblivious as the dirt makes so much painful sense. Not that he will ever let her know. Night Sisters get way too smug for his liking, so he's perfectly fine not letting her know she was right. He reaches up and gently presses two fingers to Cal's chin, pushing up until that taunting mouth snaps shut. Boba follows the action by fitting his lips over his Jetty's. The kiss is soft and not what he wants at all, but he doesn't want to spook the Force user.
He likes this ship too much to risk a cracked console. Silence rings through the cockpit. A few painful seconds later, and Cal's hands finally grip his waist, yanking him forward. Boba makes a sound of actual surprise into the kiss. He knew the other was strong, but he still hadn't quite expected to be manhandled like that. It makes something settle low and hot inside him. Maybe another time he'll let Cal manhandle him in bed. That's sure to be a fun time. Right now, though, he needs to get Cal on the same page as him when it comes to wants. He's already hard, uncomfortably so. Boba nips at Cal's lower lip, demanding access, and wastes no time invading the other's mouth as soon as Cal gasps. He tangles their tongues together as he rocks hips forward. Cal makes a completely new noise, one that Boba desperately wants to hear again. He wants to swallow all of the moans his Jati lets free. Hell, he wants to turn Cal into such a mess that he can only moan. Fingers dig into his hips, and he takes that as all the encouragement he needs to continue. He pulls back from the kiss, fully planning on just yanking his top off and going for more. But things don't exactly go to plan. Cal ends up pressing a hand to the knot of scars on his side, just below his ribs once they're revealed. And a look of worry starts to replace the want. Denk Farik. It's old. Boba snaps before yanking Cal back into another kiss, hitting teeth in his hurry. They can discuss his various scars later, after he finally gets what he wants. They can spend time exploring each other's scars in his bunk on the next go-around, because he is positive they're gonna be doing this more than once. Boba, Cal gasps out while pulling back from the tongue fight. Are you... Kestis, I have been carking dreaming about this, so either you back out now or this is happening, he says. The words are tangled up in desire, and he can't quite help rocking his hips again to get his point across. He watches Cal, taking in the fact that the other's eyes have gone extremely unfocused. That look alone makes him want to not give him an option. I know you sensed my dream.
That was... You dreamt about me?
Cal sounds way too surprised for Boba's liking, so he bites him just below the ear as a form of revenge. He, however, didn't expect Cal's hips to buck up in response to that. Boba grins against Cal's flesh and nips again. Also, who the cark did Cal think he was dreaming about? Grease? Yes or no, he reminds his Jati. If Cal says no, Boba's going to have to make a date with his bunk instead, and maybe schedule in time for some frustrated griping. It's been weeks. Cal swallows, and his gaze flickers over Boba, slides up to meet his eyes for just a moment. He's flushed, freckles standing out against his skin, but his fingers are pressed in tight to Boba's side, right over his ribs, without any of the twitchy distance that comes when he's seeing echoes. Just for an instant, there's no quip, just Cal looking right at him and seeing. Yes, Cal says. Yes. Yes! He may just have a new favorite word. Boba's stomach turns over, like the lurch of adrenaline from a long fall with a faulty jetpack. He laughs, too loud, too quick, but Cal is smiling and the scar across his lips is a fascinating thing, has caught Boba's attention too many criffing times to contemplate in the last few weeks. One hard nip, loud enough to wring a gasp from Cal, and then he pushes up, watches the mark bloom red, then crimson. It hooks in his gut, makes his breath come faster, and he says, halfway to himself, "Should have had a wet dream around you sooner." Cal flushes, but there are blunt nails dragging up Boba's back, sparking sensation that makes his next breath tangle up, hitch in his lungs. "What, because your mouth doesn't work?" he asks, pointed. "You want to see how my mouth works?" Boba challenges, and Cal gives him a look that shouldn't be nearly as attractive as it is. 10 bounties, and they're only just getting to this now? Cal kisses him. It's bruising, halfway to unexpected. And Boba meets him, meets teeth and the tangle of tongues and the press of scarred lips that know before he does exactly what he's gonna like. The seat is narrow, too tight a space to move, but Cal arches up against him, one hand finding the back of Boba's neck, holding on. And Boba likes that, too. He presses his thumb against the mark he left on Cal's throat, the proof, feels it blooming hot beneath his touch, and kisses Cal harder, every inch of his skin too cold against the heat of the budding bruise. More of that, he thinks. More of Cal, those wicked little noises that sink their barbs beneath Boba's skin, the way he presses up when Boba grazes knuckles up and down his side. Muscles like a fighter, he thinks. Muscles like a survivor. Hell of a jetty to have muscles like those. Boba, Cal breathes, and Boba doesn't know when he closed his eyes, but he opens them, finds green eyes so close it's hard to breathe. It shouldn't be, because Cal's eyes aren't his fighting skills. Don't matter to all the reasons Boba wants him. Quick with a blade, brutal in a fight, graceful and quick, but his eyes are the prettiest shade of green Boba's seen in a hell of a long time. Yeah, he manages. Rough. And Cal's nails slide up his spine. A thumb runs down. Under him, pinned in place, Cal squirms. And Boba can feel he's just as hard, wants this just as much. It's a heady thing. The Jetty who escaped Darth Vader personally is halfway out of his mind with a want pinned between Boba's thighs. Hell of a good feeling, honestly. He goes in for another kiss because he can't not. And Cal, the little bastard, bites his lip and uses the grip on the back of his neck to pin him in place. You're sure this is what your mouth is for? He asks, and he's smirking. He's smirking at Boba, carking hells. It's not fair to be this attracted to someone. Boba should demand a refund, except then he might have to stop kissing this Dekoot Jetty. You want my mouth, Cal? He asks, and Cal shudders, his eyes fluttering closed. Boba presses his mouth to Cal's throat, right over the mark he left, and lays a kiss there, slow, lingering. The way Cal's fingers go tight around his nape, the way he clutches at the arm of the chair with his other, gratifying. Really criffing gratifying. What if I want to stretch this out? Don't think you'll last long with my mouth. Who was the one? Cal gets out breathless. Still mouthy. Who was having a wet dream in the cockpit? What, you location set your wet dreams? Boba asks, unimpressed, and nips. Cal's hips jerk, and his moan is a sharp, needy thing that makes Boba feel stupid with want. Cal's fingers dig into Boba's hip, pull. His breaths are coming harder, and he hitches his hips up again, presses against Boba's dick for just a single maddening moment. Only when I pass out in your bunk, he shoots back. It should be embarrassing. It should make Boba want to thump him, but the image of Cal catching those echoes of his, lying where Boba dreamed about absolutely wrecking the stupid pretty Jetty, just makes Boba's breath come faster, rougher. He nips Cal again, grinds down, and thinks about sliding off Cal's lap, getting on his knees and making Cal just as incoherent as Cal makes him feel, maybe playing at a few of the fantasies he's had when Cal sprawls, unself-conscious and at ease in the seat. Thinks about giving Cal something new to feel echoes of whenever he goes to sit down there, and just contemplating it sears right through him, knots up his stomach, and makes his mouth impossibly dry. Tell me, he says, winded by the look on Cal's face, the clutch of his hands. Which one do you like best, Cal?
Cal shudders, kisses Boba desperately like he can't spit the words out, or maybe like he can't decide. His fingers sink into Boba's hair, tangle there, and nails bite at his scalp. Boba groans, fingers closing convulsively over Cal's ribs. The echo of his dream can't be anything but deliberate, and the proof that Cal saw it, that it was what was making him squirm, boils through Boba without mercy or quarter. "Move this to a wall," he rasps, in the bare second he can bear to stop kissing Cal. Cal laughs, a bare breath of sound that Boba steals immediately, swallows down and turns into a groan. "Here," Cal gets out, and the idea that he won't make it that far, that neither of them will. Boba should probably feel some level of self-conscious for that, but he's wanted Cal since he turned those two bounty hunters over and made them cry, and he's finally got Cal, got him right where he needs to be. At Boba's side, carrying Boba's blade, hunting with Boba and no one else. Boba can't wait anymore. He shoves Cal's tank top up and Cal wriggles, twists, grinds himself up against Boba's cock in a way that might have passed for accidental if Boba didn't catch the slant of a look from under those pale lashes, amused and breathless even as Boba's brain shorts out. He huffs, hulls cloth up and over Cal's head, and Cal laughs as he struggles free, immediately leans in to grab the closure of Boba's flight suit. Boba's too distracted by muscle and scars and skin to help. All he wants is to get his mouth on the sharp line of Cal's collarbone, the scattering of dark freckles there. So he does. He can. Cal gasps at the nip of his teeth, clutches his hair with one hand as he shoves Boba's suit down with the other, and the drag of his hand down Boba's stomach is incandescent. Boba bites, and Cal's cry jars from his throat, twists itself up in Boba's brain. Cal touches him like he can't physically get any closer, like he's going to plaster himself right up against Boba and never let go, and Boba hates clingy lovers, but something in his head breathes victory instead of revulsion at the thought. The first touch of his hand on Cal's cock makes Cal shudder all over, buck up into his grip like he just can't help himself, and Boba slams their mouths together, messy and off-center, but too desperate to care. Cal's sound is halfway to a cry, choked off into a moan that Boba chases back into his mouth with fervor, and his hand grabs Boba's hair and grips. It whirls, sparks across Boba's vision, and he slides his hand up Cal's cock, shoves forward. His own cock slips against the blood-hot shaft, and his breath stutters out of his lungs on a ragged groan. "Boba!" Cal breathes and pulls, and Boba presses their mouths together, getting one arm up and braced against the back of the chair. He slides their cocks together once and then again, all of his attention caught on the press. Too dry, but good. So criffing good. Cal twists his fingers tighter in Boba's hair, rocks his hips up into Boba's grip, and as his breath comes hard, Boba watches his lashes flutter, his throat bob, and kisses the corner of Cal's mouth, unable to take even that much separation. A touch slides over his hip, fumbles, and the familiar smell of bakta hits Boba's nose suddenly enough to make him laugh. "Finally a good enough reason for you to pull out the bakta, Jati?" he asks, breathless, and Cal laughs a little, small and private and winded, just for Boba. "You could at least do it right," he says, and Boba's got a retort on the tip of his tongue. Something about oblivious bastards and 10 carking bounties. When a slick hand slides around his cock, strokes up, and Boba loses the words entirely. He shudders, a cry breaking from his throat, and Cal kisses the sound from his mouth, tangles his fingers with Boba's, and rolls his hips up into their shared grip. Boba returns the favor, thrusting hard, pressing Cal back against the seat, and trying desperately not to come as heat coils up his spine with teeth. "Boba!" Cal breathes, and Boba groans, knocks their foreheads together hard, and breathes with him, hand working over their cocks, a thumb across the heads, a tight grip as he strokes up, a messy thrust that has Cal gasping desperately as his hand goes tight in Boba's hair. Boba feels him come, shuddering, muffled in the heat between them, and he pulls back to look, to watch as Cal comes undone, head tipped back, Boba's marks clear on his throat and lips parted as he shakes apart. No one in the universe could be expected to resist a sight like that, Boba thinks, desperate, dazed, and when Cal looks up at him, turns his hand and strips Boba's cock the exact way Boba needs, it's entirely too much for him to hold on any longer. Once the sensation of hyperspace in his veins finally ebbs and reality sets in, he grins hard. Round two against the wall. Cal laughs, but nods. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave feedback either for myself or for either of the authors, you are more than welcome to. You can find the podfic post wherever you found the podfic post to begin with, and that's probably where you can leave feedback for me. From there, there will be a link to the text post, and that's where you can leave feedback for the authors. Thanks for listening!